Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. 75 degrees right now in Richland Center, under sunny skies, headed to a warm one today, high of 90, hot and humid, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. In the news this morning, the Richland County Sheriff's Office is investigating a stabbing incident that occurred at the Lone Rock Shell gas station. The suspect has been identified and taken into custody. There is no immediate danger or ongoing threat to the public related to this incident. The investigation remains active and ongoing. Additional information will be released as it becomes available and can be appropriately shared. Authorities are investigating a single vehicle rollover crash that occurred Sunday evening on I-39 northbound at mile marker 142 near Madison. The Wisconsin State Patrol responded to the scene at approximately 7:30 p.m. at the exit ramp for Highway 12 and 18. The crash involved a 2008 Volvo occupied by two individuals. A 40-year-old male passenger was pronounced deceased at the scene. The driver, a 25-year-old female, was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit is currently leading the investigation into the cause of the rollover. In the early hours of Saturday morning, a disturbance at the Goodspeed Family Pier led to the arrest of two individuals for a violent sexual assault. At approximately 4:10 a.m., a bystander alerted the University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department after witnessing an incident near Alumni Park. Responding officers arrived on the scene to find that a sexual assault had taken place and immediately took two suspects into custody. According to investigators, the victim and the two suspects, none of whom are affiliated with the university, had met at a local bar earlier in the evening. The group eventually walked together to the pier where the victim was attacked and assaulted while attempting to leave the area. The two men arrested in connection with the crime have been identified as 31-year-old Yorfred H. Marcano Gutierrez and 27-year-old Arturo R. Santos Albujas, both residents of Fitchburg. Following their arrest, Gutierrez and Albujas were booked into the Dane County Jail. They currently face several tentative charges, including second-degree sexual assault with force, battery, false imprisonment, and strangulation and suffocation. On Friday, a coordinated effort between the Iowa County Sheriff's Office and the Dodgeville Police Department resulted in the arrest of two individuals following a reported theft at Walmart in Dodgeville. The incident began at 7:42 p.m. when Sergeant Nathan Kenneker and his canine partner Sam identified a vehicle matching the description of the suspect's vehicle. During the ensuing traffic stop, the male driver, identified as Jeffrey Raymond Holman, 37, of Granton, Wisconsin, exited the vehicle, ignored commands, and fled on foot. A significant law enforcement presence, including deputies, the Dodgeville Police Department, and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office drone team, responded to assist. Sergeant Kenneker deployed canine Sam, who successfully tracked Holman to a dumpster at a nearby business, where he was taken into custody without further incident. Holman, who was on bond for prior cases, was found to have 10 outstanding warrants and numerous open cases in Dane and Columbia counties. He now faces a long list of charges, including resisting or obstructing an officer, operating while revoked, and multiple counts of bail jumping. The investigation at the vehicle scene continued with Deputy Benish and K-9 Phoenix, leading to the arrest of 53-year-old Troy W. Clark of McFarland. Clark was also out on bond, was arrested for felony and misdemeanor bail jumping, as well as possession of drug paraphernalia. This successful operation highlighted the effectiveness of interagency cooperation. Sheriff Michael Peterson commended the Dodgeville Police Department, deputies, K-9 teams, the drone team, and the Iowa County Communications Center for their roles in the safe resolution. The incident also showcased the ongoing dedication of K-9 Sam, who, despite an upcoming retirement December 31st, continues to be a vital asset to the department and the community. The Richland Center City Council is set to convene Tuesday, September 1st at 6:30 p.m. in the Municipal Building Council Chambers. A primary focus of the meeting will be a public hearing and subsequent deliberation regarding the potential discontinuation of the city's shared ride taxi service. Additionally, the council will review Resolution 2026-11, which outlines the city's formal concerns to the Public Service Commission regarding the proposed BECI 765 kilovolt transmission line project, now called the Becky Project. Intergovernmental cooperation and legal infrastructure also feature prominently on the agenda. The council will discuss the operational status and city contributions for the Simons Recreational Complex, alongside the anticipated selection and contract award for the city attorney and legal services. Administrative modernization is also moving forward, with the council slated to consider a contract for the migration of the city's website and agenda management systems. Several committee-driven recommendations are up for final action. From the Budget Committee, members will consider the usage of WEC Election Security subgrant funds and the adoption of a new purchasing and procurement policy. The Planning Commission has brought forward a conditional use permit application from Schreiber Foods for dairy processing at 920 Sexonville Road. Meanwhile, Public Works recommendations include the award of the 2026 street maintenance bid and the annual dike inspection contract. The evening will conclude with a closed session to negotiate terms and financial incentives related to the development agreement with Cobblestone Hotels. Richland County has scheduled three key committee meetings for early September to address critical public services and administrative oversight. The Richland County Ad Hoc EMS District Formation Committee will meet Wednesday, September 2nd at 2 p.m. in the Richland County Boardroom of the Courthouse. During this session, the committee is slated to discuss and potentially act on the steering committee charter. Members will also review key takeaways, feedback, and action items from the recent towns meeting to determine recommended next steps. Additionally, the committee will focus on preparations for an upcoming town hall meeting intended for broader community engagement regarding emergency medical services. The following day, Thursday, September 3rd, the Richland County Community and Health Services Standing Committee will convene at 10:30 a.m. in the same boardroom on the third floor of the courthouse. The comprehensive agenda includes administrative reports from the Health and Human Services Director at Pine Valley Community Village, alongside detailed expenditures and budget summaries for 2026. Committee members will examine the Health and Human Services organizational chart and contract monitoring reports. A significant item for discussion and possible action is the approval of the application and acceptance of a Treatment Alternatives and Diversion, or TAD, grant, which aims to support local health and judicial initiatives. Friday, September 4th, the Richland County Public Safety and Judiciary Standing Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m. in the county boardroom on the third floor of the courthouse. This meeting will feature extensive departmental activity reports from the sheriff, coroner, circuit court judge, and district attorney, among others. In addition to administrative updates and monthly bill reviews, the committee will engage in discussion and possible action regarding the 2027 PSAP grant application and updates to the Local Emergency Planning Committee membership. A primary focus of the session will be the potential approval of a new ambulance purchase, continuing the county's evaluation of emergency service resources. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has reached a significant milestone in its mission to provide comprehensive local health care by officially launching its new Vision Services Clinic. This expansion addresses a longstanding gap in community care, bringing essential eye health services directly to Richland Center. Central to this new chapter is the arrival of Dr. Darren Vitz, an experienced optometrist who joins the medical staff to offer dedicated family-centered vision care. Dr. Vitz brings over three decades of clinical expertise to the Richland Hospital and Clinics, having practiced optometry since 1995. His professional background is distinguished by a deep commitment to treating patients of all ages, from pediatric care to managing complex conditions such as glaucoma and macular degeneration. Beyond his clinical proficiency, Dr. Vitz is also an accomplished musician with a degree in music, reflecting a diverse set of talents that he brings to the Richland Center community.